Chapter 3. The man went home to his wife. He gave the Rapunzel to her, and she was happy. She made soup and ate it with some bread. "Did you see Dame Gothel?" asked the wife. "Yes," said the man. "Oh, no," said his wife. "Were you afraid?" "No," said the man. "I told her about you and the baby. She understood. We can take all the Rapunzel we need. It'll help the baby." "Then why are you sad?" asked the woman. "I must pay her for the Rapunzel," said the husband. "No problem," said the wife. "We can pay and we can have soup." She was happy, so her husband didn't say another word. Every week, the man climbed the wall into the beautiful garden and took some Rapunzel for his wife. He never saw Dame Gothel again, and he didn't remember her words. A few months later, the man came home from work. His wife said, "The baby is coming." She was happy. The man was happy too. But then he remembered Dame Gothel's words, and he was afraid. The baby came in the night. It was a beautiful baby girl, and the man and his wife were very happy. In the morning, when the wife was still asleep, the man heard a noise at the door. He got out of bed and he carried the baby to the door. He opened it and saw Dame Gothel. He was very afraid. The dame put out her arms. "Thank you," she said. "My baby." The man couldn't speak. Dame Gothel took the baby and she walked back to her house. Dame Gothel named the baby Rapunzel. Rapunzel couldn't go out of the garden to the village, and she didn't know her parents. She lived in the big house with the beautiful garden, and she played in the flowers. She was a beautiful child with blue eyes and long golden hair. She was happy in the garden, and Dame Gothel was kind to her. But Rapunzel didn't know any other children. She had no friends and no family. On Rapunzel's birthday, when she was 12, everything changed. Dame Gothel was an old woman now. Her hair was grey, and she was fat. She didn't want the beautiful Rapunzel in her house. She sent Rapunzel to a tower. The tower had no door and only one very small window high in Rapunzel's room. Rapunzel couldn't play in the garden and she couldn't see the flowers. She sat all day and she sang and made stories in her head. When Dame Gothel visited Rapunzel, she came to the foot of the tower and said, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." Rapunzel's hair was very, very long and golden. She put it out of the window and it fell to Dame Gothel's feet. Dame Gothel climbed up the golden hair and in the window to take food and water to Rapunzel. One morning, a prince rode his horse near Rapunzel's tower. He heard sweet music and singing, and he looked up. He saw a window and a young woman, but he didn't say a word. "She'll be afraid," he thought. The prince loved to hear Rapunzel sing, and he went to her tower often to listen. One afternoon, he waited by a tree, and he saw an old woman. The old woman went to the foot of the tower. "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair," she said. The prince watched, and long golden hair came from the little window high up in the tower and fell at the old woman's feet. It was difficult for the old woman to climb, but she climbed the hair and went in the window. The prince was a little afraid, and he rode home on his horse. But he couldn't forget the music or the golden hair, and very soon he went back to the tower.